Welcome to Hot Gay Stories, a podcast series featuring gay erotica, mostly by myself, Liam Williams. The first story in our series is one inspired by the lockdowns of the recent pandemic. It is called Pandemic Desperation. Fuck, man, what a fucking tease. Callum walked out of his bedroom wearing his usual home outfit of basketball shorts and a t-shirt. "What's your problem now, man?" Dan asked, hoping his housemate didn't notice how quickly he had switched from the porn he had been playing on their big screen TV, all that his hand had been down his pants. "My damn girlfriend. Ever since I've stopped being able to visit, she's always dropping so many dirty as fuck hints when we get on FaceTime." Callum sat next to Dan, checking out the lame crime show now on the TV. "But she never wants to, you know, help me finish." Callum sighed as he relaxed into the couch cushions, hoping that his semi would go unnoticed by his housemate. "At least you have a girlfriend. No chance of me getting anything from Tinder since we went into lockdown," Dan replied, turning to face him. "I'm going to wear my right hand out, mate." "I know the feeling." Dan sat back and hoped that Callum wouldn't realise that he had been slowly jerking before he had stormed out of his bedroom. "I mean, it's like I'm a teenager again." Callum adjusted his junk, which was threatening to make another surge at any second. "I'm up to twice a day and almost getting bored with my own hands." "Dude, up to twice a day? You've clearly not been single for a while. That's business as usual for me." "Well, that's no secret, man. The walls in this place aren't thick enough for how loud you like to watch your porn." The boys sat in silence for a few minutes. Callum was wondering if he ought to just head back into his bedroom and rub one out, but it would be clear to Dan that that's what he was doing back there. His mind wandered back to some of the dirty things his girlfriend had said she missed during this lockdown phase the world had been thrust into. He'd never been cock-blocked by a global pandemic before. It had been 2 months since anyone other than himself had touched his cock, and he was feeling in desperate need. He shifted uncomfortably on the couch as his erection began to return. There would be no hiding it in these shorts. "Dude, speaking of porn," Callum renewed the conversation, "what were you watching before I came out?" Dan froze, turning to his housemate. What you mean, man?" Callum reached over and took the remote control in hand, pointing it at the TV. He switched it to PC mode to see what Dan had been streaming. The scene was simple. A guy sat back on a bed, his huge cock, the kind of size only a porn star could possess, being sucked and serviced hungrily by a busty blonde. "Fuck, man, now that's what I need." Callum fixed his eyes to the screen, forgetting to care about how obvious his 8-inch erection would be in his basketball shorts. "She's got skills, yeah?" Dan's own erection was quickly returning now as he hit play on his laptop. Callum had seen the porn now. May as well enjoy it. "Damn right she does. Wish she was doing that to me." Callum's hand unconsciously moved towards his cock, which was aching for release. Mate? Dan had to acknowledge that his buddy was rubbing his junk sitting right next to him. "Dude, I don't care. I need this." Callum eased his shorts down, revealing his cock and immediately stroking it. "You can go in the other room if you want." Dan was always impressed and often empowered by Callum's confidence, and this was no exception. He withdrew his own solid member and joined his housemate in slowly stroking. The boys jerked their dicks, eyes firmly focused on the screen, neither willing to dart their eyes in the other guy's direction, despite the temptation to compare. "Fuck, imagine having one that big." Callum broke the silence. "Dude, you're not that far behind." Dan took the opportunity for a glance at his buddy's endowment. "Yeah, it goes all right. Needs more attention, that's all." The boys continued to slowly pleasure themselves, now slightly more open about their occasional glances at each other. They watched the screen as, suddenly, the girl stopped her pleasuring of the hung young stud lying in front of her. A voice spoke in the background. "Dude, turn it up," Dan requested. "This channel always has a dirty twist to it." Callum increased the volume on the TV. The director of this scene was offering the guy in the bed more money. Another young guy walked into shot, sitting on the bed next to the erect muscle boy. "We can easily double your fee if you let Daniel here finish what Dina started," the director offered the male star. The boys looked at each other, laughing at the fact that the newly entered, clearly gay guy shared a name with one of them. The straight guy looked reluctant. His cock didn't, continuing to stand proud. The director offered some words of encouragement on the screen while the housemates sat quietly on the couch together, pausing their stroking, cautious to be seen by the other jerking now that there were two guys on the screen. "Fuck it, why not?" said the guy on the screen. "It's like that brew job I got back in college." Daniel, knelt beside the stud on screen and quickly got to work. "Mate, did you know this was going to go gay?" Callum had taken his hand off his cock, but his erection refused to subside. "No way. I thought this was the one where the two dudes smash her. And what the hell is a bro job?"
"You don't know?"
"Nah." Callum smiled at Dan.
"Well, when guys are lacking in relief from chicks, sometimes a buddy or bro can help them out in like a no-homo kind of way."
"Like in a desperate situation, eh? Makes it just a bro helping another bro? Not gay, right?"
"Yeah, that's the idea," Dan replied. Was Callum's cock leaking?
Would a global pandemic count as desperate?
Callum's heart rate was increasing steadily.
"Yeah, I guess so." Dan's cock twitched and he felt a swirling in his guts. Was it anxiety or anticipation?
"'Cause it's been months."
Callum resumed his stroking, catching Dan's eye.
"Yeah, me too."
Dan involuntarily licked his lips.
"So what do you think?"
"You want to?" The boys moved ever so slightly towards each other and the tension between them was thicker than the cock in Callum's hand. There was a moment of awkward silence, both men assessing their willingness to cross the line and also assessing each other's penises that were clearly in need of relief.
"I mean, if you help me out, I'll help you, mate."
Callum broke the silence.
"And you don't have to swallow or anything, unless you want to."
Callum laughed nervously, and his cock continued to leak onto his slow-working fingers.
"Well," Dan's head was spinning, "it'll just be between us, right?"
Callum moved slightly closer to Dan.
"Oh, of course, mate. Our secret."
The boys locked eyes again. Someone was going to have to make a move here. It felt like if one agreed, the other would easily follow. But who was going to break? Neither of them had stopped stroking, and there were only two options from here. They were either going to watch each other jerk off to completion or move into the new territory of sucking dick. Dan took a deep breath, realizing that because Callum had asked first, he'd have to be the one to start this. Brojobs weren't gay, though. It was a once-in-a-lifetime circumstance. No way would the guys be doing this if there were girls available. But there weren't girls available, and so this was the next best thing. Dan stood up from the couch, assuming the position on his knees between Callum's legs. Fuck, his dick looked even bigger up close. Summoning his courage and drawing on the memories of the blowjobs he had received over the years, he decided that the best approach was to dive in deep, so to speak. He opened his mouth and took a deep breath, ready to take the plunge. Callum sighed, knowing he was about to get his dick sucked for the first time in months. He closed his eyes and laid his head back, deciding eye contact was a non-essential part of a no-homo brojob. Dan opened his mouth and took Callum's swollen cock inside. He was instantly struck by the sweet taste of the pre-cum which waited on the head. With an effort, he took more of his mate's big cock into his mouth, beginning to swirl his tongue as he made his way down. Callum moaned as Dan started to work his tongue around his ridge. That had always been a trigger for him. He tried to imagine it was his girl sucking his cock, but he couldn't get past how good Dan seemed to be for his first time. His skills were pretty close to his girlfriend, and he was getting kind of close already. Dan picked up the pace, knowing that he could quickly bring his mate to orgasm. He didn't hate what he was doing, but he knew it wasn't something he wanted to spend all night on. He worked his tongue a little faster, knowing that was something he liked on his own cock, thinking it would bring Callum closer.
"Dude, be careful," Callum said through his heavy breathing.
Dan continued, deciding that if he was going to do this bro job thing, he was going to do it right. He wanted to make sure Callum had a strong orgasm, and because he knew he liked being swallowed himself, Dan was going to cross that line for his buddy as well.
"Shit, Dan, I'm going to come," Callum panted and grunted. "You ready?"
Dan grabbed Callum's balls, somehow knowing that would be the final trigger that would set him off. He wasn't wrong and felt Callum's first shot fire hard to the back of his throat. Working hard not to gag, Dan swallowed Callum's shots as he continued his motion up and down the pulsating cock. Callum moaned and shuddered as he fired a well-overdue load into Dan's mouth, surprised but grateful that his mate had chosen to swallow. As his cock continued to empty its load, he lay back on the couch, finally satisfied. Dan removed his mouth from Callum's wilting phallus and realized his own rock-hard cock was in his hand, and he felt surprisingly close to his own orgasm.
He jerked hard and fast and sat back on his haunches. "Dude, you want me to?" Callum offered, though he seemed spent.
"You don't need to,"
Callum grunted out the words as he shot hard, his cum flying over his shoulder and landing on the coffee table. He grunted out the rest of his load, spraying his t-shirt and finally coating his hand.
"Fuck, man, what a load."
Callum looked on appreciatively. Dan moved back up onto the couch and the boys sat next to each other, panting and spent.
"Thanks for that, bro."
Callum patted Dan's thigh appreciatively.
"I'll get you tomorrow, okay?"
"Sure thing, man," Dan replied, "but you're paying for the pizza tonight." The line had been crossed, and as Callum reached for his phone to order pizza and Dan used his t-shirt to wipe up the rest of his cum, they both knew that this would be a game changer for their time in isolation. I hope you enjoyed the first story in the Hot Gay Stories podcast series. There will be more to come. Find out more about Liam Williams by following the links in the episode's show notes.